take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you this evening, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
855-450-FREE allows you to take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we're live 7 nights per week. So, Allie, you wanted to tell us about an active duty cop who is against the war on drugs.
Yes, this is out of Raw Story, and I just thought this cop had some great things to say, and I wish that more people came out who thought like he did.
You mean from within law enforcement?
Yeah, people that get into law enforcement. Because I think a lot of people do get into it, think with these assumptions about what their job's going to be, and then when they realize it's not that, instead of being against it, they just go along and accept it as just part of their job. Mm. But he has some great quotes here. He says, I did not get into law enforcement to destroy a person's future because that person had marijuana or a pill in their pocket. Why would you want to destroy that person's future and cause them great harm because of that? It's not worth it. And this, he's active duty, so he explains how if he was to be out in the open and not if he wasn't saying all this stuff under anonymous voice, that he would easily be terminated.
That's what they did to our friend Brad Jardis up here in New Hampshire. They tried to terminate him. And I think the only thing that's, I think one of the things that really was a factor.
This is the land of Thoreau, where one can, speak one's mind a little more freely than I think the rest of the United States. I think that if you're, I'm just drawing.
Not when you're in the thin blue line, Mark. You cannot break the thin blue line. They will come after you big time, and that's what they did with Brad. The only reason why Brad, in my
Brad
opinion.
Brad had years on the force speaking out against, drug prohibition.
Right. They took their time to come around to get him.
That's my only claim.
But they did come after him, and I think the reason why he survived it was because people came out to support him. People poured out. I mean, dozens of people, like over 50 people, came to his termination hearing. And those selectmen in that town, they don't want the people to be, they don't want to feel unpopular.
Yeah.
And so they decided to not terminate him. He ended up quitting his job after he was not terminated because he didn't want to deal with this crap anymore. And, among other things. But so my point being that, yeah, it's a realistic fear for this guy. If he wants to keep his pension and he wants to have a chance at retiring from as being a police officer, and a lot of cops do like some of the things that they do, like helping find lost children and other things like that, and, helping people out in emergency situations where the police are actually valuable. A lot of cops get into it for that reason, but then they're told to do all this other stuff. It's really frustrating to them.
Right. He says, I didn't see problems from illegal drug users that I've been led to believe. Most of the calls we got on drug use as police are alcohol-related. Alcohol is a serious drug that can be abused, but I just didn't see the calls on other drugs like I had been led to believe. I didn't see these drug-crazed people out there doing crazy things. Even growing up, before entering law enforcement, I was always led to believe that the drug war was meant to stop all these people from doing crazy things. But
right,
on the street, that's not what you see.
Whenever they get a chance, they'll report on the story of the crazed lunatic in the McDonald's parking lot on PCP picking up cars and swatting people.
Right.
With them. I mean, and it's not to say that horse tranquilizer isn't something that's very serious, but there's just not that many stories of drug users acting, now certainly let's talk about drug users robbing people to get more money to get drugs.
That happens.
Happens all the time, but that's a result of the drug war. You don't see cigarette smokers robbing people to get money to get the most addictive substance on the planet.
Yeah.
Because, well, they don't cost that much and they can panhandle more easily than they can rob. At that point,
they're so cheap, you can bum them from people.
Indeed.
Right? You don't generally get to bum,
hits
of crack.
Right. Whatever. Yeah.
Usually you're expected to trade something for that, whether it be cash or a sexual favor or perhaps a bicycle that you've stolen or something like that.
These things happen.
Right. So, again, all because of prohibition.
Right. And it's frustrating when you hear the stories like Mark's saying, because they'll always say that they were intoxicated on PCP and marijuana, as if that's somehow equally responsible.
Yes.
It's like, well, they didn't mention the Pepsi ad earlier that day or the cup of coffee.
Right.
Are those part of the problem, too, or what?
I'll tell you what. If I had a few cups of Starbucks coffee, I could be very easily out in the parking lot going insane, too. I mean, that's how powerful of an effect the caffeine has on me. I'm not making a joke.
But
I'm
telling you the
truth.
You are pretty significantly affected by it.
I won't call the cops anymore.
Somebody will.
But I think the point you're making is really good in that there are millions of people using narcotics, using drugs, mind-altering substances on a daily basis in this country. Millions of people. And there's just not a rash of people going insane or doing dangerous, terribly violent things because of the drugs themselves. That's the point you're making?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's the use of drugs. If you want to talk about people acting out because of the use of some kind of drug, we need to talk about alcohol. We need to talk about the drug that has the worst effects on humans in the world. And that's long and the short of it. The rest of the stuff you can take back to the drug war, largely. The guy in the parking lot swatting people with a car on PCP, certainly. That fits into the category of people acting badly on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, though, what you have are people acting badly for drugs when you're talking about illegal drugs.
True.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. So what else does he have to say?
He talks about the cartels, the drug cartels, and how they become so profitable out of prohibition. He says the money comes from the prohibition of drugs. These criminals are making money because of the prohibition. If you legalize and regulate it, the profits go to zero.
That's right.
So he recognizes that. And then he even talks about all this guilt he had from his first drug arrest.
Oh, man.
And he says, this is not right. This guy is keeping to himself, not hurting anybody. He's a peaceful person. I instinctively knew this was wrong. I changed my perspective immediately. This was not the war on drugs I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And since then, he says he hasn't done any kind of narcotics arrests.
Oh,
and
good for him.
He went to another division.
Oh, my.
And now he's part of LEAP.
Yep. Law enforcement against prohibition. So he's anonymously part of LEAP, is what you're saying.
Right.
This guy has joined LEAP anonymously, and he's not the only person to join LEAP anonymously. Unfortunately, there's this code of silence out there, the so-called brotherhood, the thin blue line, and if you step out of that thin blue line, you are on the outs. They do not want to be your friend anymore. They don't want to, you know, hang out with you. They don't want to party with you. They will do mean things to you, and they will possibly try to sabotage you, and worst case, you know, hurt you or get you fired.
So he has done essentially what Brad did, and this is I find sad.
With anonymity, though.
He quit. He quit.
Wait,
doing. He essentially moved to another division.
He's still a cop, though.
Right. He moved to another division. He's doing some level of law enforcement on the other side. So, you know, I don't know what I think about. I know drug prohibition is a problem, but if you have people that understand this, then quit the department. Then what do you have? You have some other mindless stormtrooper step in who will then enforce the law, in whatever way he or she is told to.
But
there's
wait a
no
minute,
shortage of myrmidons.
He hasn't quit being a cop.
And he's quit the department that he was in.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to enforce these laws.
I got it.
Why would you want him to enforce those laws?
I don't know. I'm talking to you about this. I'm not making a positive statement.
Okay.
People should do this. However,
if everyone did what he did, there would be no more drug department.
If narcotics department, no, yeah, right. If you need 100% compliance for your plan stinks.
I'm not saying
heaven.
I need 100% compliance.
It smells like a dead cow.
But if it gets more and more difficult for them to find people who are willing to fill those jobs, a good thing.
They're never going to have a problem. They don't have a problem filling those jobs. They will not have a problem filling those jobs. When the economy went down,
right,
they got people to sign up in the Army. The Army was having really tough time with recruitment. There's no problem.
But what's the point you're making, Mark?
The point I'm making is that if there's a narcotics cop out there that at least understands the war on drugs and its dangers, as many of the retired cops from LEAP claim to have, at the very least, they may cut small-time users a break.
But he can do that right now as a police officer on the beat.
You don't know what he's doing.
Pulling small-time users over.
He could be working in the evidence department.
Well, that's true. We don't know that, Mark. But he would have more ability to cut small-timers a break if he weren't in the narcotics department. You see what I'm saying? Narcotics is going to be more likely to investigate dealers and other folks like that that are not necessarily as much of small timers. 855-450-FREE. So in that case, he would be forced into a position where he's arresting peaceful people, and he doesn't like that. I don't blame him for walking away. 3 Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
VaporSmith's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSmith's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSmith's.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-3733. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. And you'll find there are lots of features there, including the news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email or Twitter or Facebook, whichever works best for you, news.freetalklive.com.
if you've ever had to deal with the court system and then decided, you know, I'm just going to let this whole thing go because it's just too expensive to hire a lawyer and take care of these things, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It's a course on how to use the court's rules. You need to know how to get evidence, make motion, causes of action, courtroom objections, affirmative defenses. You know, need to know all these things. And jurisdictionary.com makes it easy for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys or need to know what their attorneys are doing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. If you don't know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. This isn't that difficult. And we're not even talking a long weekend. It's a, you know, like I said, a 4-CD course. They've all got all kinds of free tips for you at their website just to kind of get a taste of how good this course is. They got free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, free legal dictionary. They've got free videos. And, of course, when you buy the course, mention Free Talk Live. Use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Bill listening in Atlanta. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ali and Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing much. You were talking about what would you do the last time for someone to put their finger in your face.
What would you do what time someone put... What? So one more time? Hello? Hello?
I think he might have been calling a different show.
I think he was calling a different show, but I really wanted to hear what he was talking about. Something about what did you do the last time someone put a finger in your face, like, you know, pointing at you?
Yeah, people don't put their finger in my face too often.
Tebow pointed at me recently. He's the one of the court bailiffs at the Chester
Superior Courthouse. He would love to instigate you into doing something, and that's why. I mean, I can't imagine why a geriatric whose bones will break so easily, you know, wants so badly to...
He's a big, tough guy. He's got a gun.
He's 5'2", and he's 90. Okay.
He can still probably wield a pistol.
He carries a gun inside the courtroom?
Inside that blazer? I bet you there's a gun. I've seen them with guns.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, if I wanted to bodily harm Tebow, the gun inside of his holster inside of his jacket wouldn't matter. Now,
no doubt.
Maybe the radio might be of some use, but, you know, hey, look.
Anyway, I was saying he pointed at me as I was recording a video inside the courthouse against the court's orders or whatever. And he pointed at me and made some sort of threat about the camera. So
now I would say that it's
it.
A very bad idea to do something against a law enforcement officer simply because it will be misinterpreted terribly.
So you're talking about violent? Yeah, I agree with you. But
it's not going to go anywhere.
You can do fun things against them, and then it's fun. So, like, for instance, I took a screen capture. I think it was Tally or somebody took a screen capture of it and posted it over at Free Keen. And it was posted on one of the articles about him there. And recently I took that very same screen capture and I took it to a neat little website. What is it? Quick Meme, I think. Quickmeme.com. I had not used this yet, and I knew people were using a site like this, and it's so cool. If you've seen the memes online, like the lolcats and the various different, you know, velociraptors and all the different, so many different memes, but there's the block lettering that you see on various different pictures, and it's usually just very irreverent and funny.
Yes.
And so I took the picture of Tebow pointing at the camera, the frame grab from the video, and I made a Tebow meme out of it, and then I invited other people to make Tebow memes, and so now there's like a dozen or two Tebow memes that are out there for people.
I had one put up.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Yours was pretty good, as I recall. So mine was, didn't your mother tell you it's rude to point?
Mine said, Tebow, if you guess his name, he'll spin your straw into gold. Which, of course, is a reference to...
Wait, Allie, do you know what the reference is?
I saw the post, so I know it's from Silken, which I started researching, and it's a very strange story.
I remember being
told it, but
recap
now
it
it's
for
so
me.
Weird.
What's strange about it? I don't remember much about
it. It's like this... this guy is bragging about how his daughter can stir make a straw into gold, and so the king is like, okay, well, let me put her in a dungeon and
what
see
surprise,
if she can do
right?
that. And so he puts her at the top of a dungeon, as you could imagine, like in fairy tales, mm-hmm. and has
better start spinning, sweetheart.
Yeah, basically,
I'm the king. I need money.
So she's upset and she's crying, and somehow this Rumpelstiltskin character shows up. I don't know how he got in, but he says that he'll do it for her if she gives him her first son. So
wow, what a deal.
She agreed.
But she actually couldn't spin straw into
right.
gold. Right.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. It was a lie. So he did it for her, and then the king decides that his son's going to marry her, so she'll be the princess.
Mm-hmm.
So then Rumpelstiltskin is going to get is going to get a royal child, and she wants to keep her son. So they make another deal, which is if she guesses his name, which she didn't know before then she gets to keep the child. And I think, I don't know how she knew it. I don't know how she came up with that name.
So she did successfully guess it?
Yeah, so it's you know, the moral of the story is that...
don't make deals with little men that appear out of nowhere.
Freaky liar people should stay, you know, they should be able to keep their children as opposed to somebody who makes a deal in good faith. I mean, you know, I'm not sure
the moral.
Freaking, the whole thing is just messed up and weird.
Don't negotiate with your firstborn child.
I mean, Hansel and Gretel, you know, like, let's... Okay, good
don't
advice.
Crawl in an oven. There's the moral there, right?
Don't knock on the doors of gingerbread houses in the middle of dark woods. Okay, I gotcha. You know? But, yeah, I'm not sure what the moral is out of Rumpelstiltskin.
Were there really, let's see, Hansel and Gretel, who was it that wrote that?
These are fables.
Story,
are you talking about the brothers Grimm versus
Grimm.
Yes, but these are no. They didn't write it.
They didn't write that.
No, they're you know, in the same way that Beowulf. These are just fables. They're stories that were passed down.
Some of them are just horrifying.
They're all horrifying. Yeah. Jack and Joe.
Why do they tell kids these things?
Oh my God! Somebody's broke his skull.
Right.
You know. I mean, it's
his crown. Oh, you mean it wasn't an actual crown?
What in the world would a person with a crown be going?
I don't know. The stories don't make any sense.
At least there's no religions based off these particular beliefs. You know what
you
I mean?
You mean like these stories?
Like
I'm
these
not
stories
sure that there
are
aren't any, that there weren't at the time.
I mean, they have different strange stories that they like.
They're
to
as absurd as religious stories,
right.
though.
I'm
right.
certain that Rumpelstiltskin had something to do with religious beliefs at the time. I mean, you're talking about people that believed in druids and with gnomes and, you know, the whole thing. I think Rumpelstiltskin is some kind of troll
the
or
devil.
Gnome or,
right.
I wouldn't even go that far as the devil. But, yeah. I don't know. Very strange little story.
Let's talk about mythology, or whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And by the way, still to come here tonight, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. But
call
also,
in and tell us why your religion somehow differs from silly mythology.
From Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, speaking of religion, there's a story here about forgiveness that I think is, you know, should be instructive to people that consider themselves of a particular religious bent. 855-453, you take control. It's a pretty amazing story, actually. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made vape-free e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight is Ian,
Alex,
and Mark,
inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. Features like our mobile site. Mobile site, for those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcast. M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
You know, you have insurance for all areas of your life, but what you probably don't have insurance for is the instance where you need to feed your family in some kind of disaster, whether it's unemployment or a food shortage. I mean, certainly there's food shortages going around the world. It could be there's some kind of oil embargo. It's more difficult to get things. It's good to have food on hand. You never know when you're going to need it or why you're going to need it. You could, lose your job, or inflation could hit and, just can't make ends meet. All these things.
I like the suggestion that it's assurance. Somebody made that suggestion to us.
It's assurance.
It's a much better word.
Insurance,
you have to fill out forms and, file reports and then, hope someone sends you what you're looking for. With Wise Food Storage, you just go down in the basement and get it.
It's wisefoodstorage.com. You have it on hand. It's right there. It comes in metal Mylar pouches that are relatively impervious to pests. They'd have to be pretty wise pests to get in there.
They're also in the big old tote things.
They come in these plastic totes, maybe 3-gallon totes that are kind of rectangular. Yeah. You can stack them nicely, whether it's in the garage or the basement or the cellar or whatever it is.
Yeah, for those of you in Florida, not the basement.
Well, I had plenty of garage space in Florida. I could have stored these on site. The thing about Wise Food and their food is it's different in a lot of ways. You've got real big chunks of vegetables that are dehydrated. You have dehydrated meat in them. Many of them don't have meat.
And you mean the other brands?
Many of the other brands don't have meat. They're vegetarian. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with vegetarianism.
Wise has vegetarian solutions.
They do. Option. I'm just saying I like some, you know, I like some things that moved at one point. And, you know, they've got that for you. You can get a sample for free just to test them out, see how they are. Before you order, go to wisefoodstorage.com. Right there at the top of the page is request a sample, you know, right in the middle. You can't miss it. Click on it, fill out the information. They'll send you one. Or you can call 855-FOOD-WISE to get your free sample. When you order, use coupon code FTL. When you get your free sample, mention Free Talk Live also, and, you know, that's good for us. But when you order, use coupon code FTL. You'll get free shipping, and that's a big deal when you're ordering something as big as, you know, food and coming in plastic containers and all that stuff. You want free shipping. So it's wisefoodstorage.com, coupon code FTL, 855-FOODWISE.
All right, so the story that I wanted to share about forgiveness I thought was really amazing. I actually came across it the first time when I was in jail. I was sitting in one of the waiting areas where I was waiting to be processed to go back into the cell block. And there was in a People magazine that I was just surfing through there.
They've got magazines for the convicts. That's nice.
Yeah, like a few of them there. And I came across this story and was really just amazed by how heartwarming and touching it was, especially considering the awful circumstances that it came out of. The story is being posted at the Daily Mail at dailymail.co.uk. A mother whose only child was shot dead has shown the ultimate forgiveness by inviting her son's killer to live next door.
Wow.
Mary Johnson, 59, now lives in the apartment adjoining the home of 34-year-old Oshea Israel, and they share a front porch. In February of 1993, Ms. Johnson's son, Loranium Bird, age 20 at the time, was shot in the head by 16-year-old Israel after an argument at a party in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This was one of those just stupid, stupid killings.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, heat of the moment. Crime of passion. That kind
over
of
nothing.
Over some stupid and, nonsense.
You know, frankly, there's
probably
no
a
good,
girl.
There aren't too many good reasons for killing, having spent 8.5 years in prison.
Well, there's self-defense, but, you know, besides that.
Right. Well, there is self-defense, but I can tell you most of the guys in prison aren't in for self-defense.
Yeah, I know.
They got upset over something. Even if somebody stole something from you or any of these other, you know, reasons that they find justifiable in their own minds, it's just not worth it. It's just so much better to forgive and walk away. You can make a powerful statement out of it like this lady has, but, you know, even if you don't make a powerful statement out of it, even, you know, you're better off to walk away.
If you move along, on with your life as much as possible. Israel, who was involved at the time with drugs and gangs, was tried as an adult and sentenced to 25 and a half years. He ended up serving 17 before he was released.
Hmm.
He now lives back in the neighborhood where he grew up, next door, to the mother of the young man he murdered. Mrs. Johnson says she originally wanted justice and to see Israel locked up for what he'd done. Common response,
yep,
right?
Pretty common.
Family,
makes sense.
Family member gets killed, family member gets hurt, family member gets raped or something like that. You want punishment. Hurt that guy. She said, my son was gone. I was angry and hated this boy. Hated his mother. The murder was like a tsunami. Shock. Disbelief. Hatred. Anger. Hatred. Blame. Hatred. I wanted him to be caged up like the animal he was. She decided to found a support group and counseled mothers whose children had been killed and encouraged them to reach out to the families of their murderers who are victims of another kind. Hurt is hurt. It doesn't matter what side you're on, she said. Then just a few years ago, the 59-year-old teacher and devout Christian asked if she could meet Israel at Minnesota's Stillwater State Prison. She said she felt compelled to see if there was a way in which she could forgive her son's killer. At first, he refused the meeting, that is, but then,
wonder why.
9 months later, changed his mind. Israel said he was shocked by the simple fact that she even wanted to meet with him. He said, I believe the first thing she said to me was, look, you don't know me, I don't know you, let's just start with right now. He says, and I was befuddled myself. The pair met regularly after that. When Israel was released from prison around 18 months ago, Ms. Johnson introduced him to her landlord, who, with her blessing, invited Israel to move into the building.
Hmm.
Mrs. Johnson and Israel are now close friends, a situation that she puts down to her strong religious beliefs, but says she also has a selfish motive. She says unforgiveness is like cancer. It will eat you from the inside out. It's not about that other person. Me forgiving him does not diminish what he's done. Yes, he murdered my son, but the forgiveness is for me. Mary Johnson even wears a necklace with a two-sided locket. On one side are photos of herself and her son, and the other has a picture of Israel.
Yeah, you know, it's the fact is that when you harbor bad feelings towards somebody, generally they don't experience the loss.
Bad feelings.
Yeah, it's you. You know, resentment. I saw recently, you know, somebody posted up on Facebook. Resentment is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. It you know, just doesn't. It doesn't have any value. And what? However, you know, what is the value in this instance? I mean, this is extraordinarily powerful in this man's life. This lady can't have much power in this man's life otherwise, but she can have power by forgiving him. She can change who he is. She's not going to bring her son back. She's not. But this is an incredible story. Certainly it took her a while to get there, you know, and I have no problem with a guy who shot somebody at a party spending some time and a good deal of time in prison. I do have a problem with the idea that you know, nobody could ever, you know, get fixed, be better, that kind of thing.
Clearly, that's silly. That's a silly idea.
Do you think it might be unhealthy for her to have someone like that lives in such close proximity where she's constantly being reminded of this?
She chose this, right?
Right,
so
but,
how
you know,
be
just
unhealthy?
Because people choose things doesn't mean that it's the healthiest thing for them. Like, for
but
instance, sometimes people act strange, like when someone they love dies, and it's not always the healthiest thing for them to be acting that way, but they're just doing it out of grieving. But
that's
it has
true.
Been a while since, I don't know,
it was
maybe
many, many years since the actual occasion happened.
I think that's probably the most powerful aspect of this, is that it's been a long time.
There's more to say here. Israel has a few words that he wants to share at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can bring up your own story of forgiveness. And I think that, you know, she's absolutely right. It is about how you feel as to whether or not you forgive somebody. There's no point in holding the grudge. And in fact, if you do want to encourage someone to change, what better way to encourage positive behavior from other people is to set a good example and not be standoffish and not be angry for the rest of your life and, you know, do the opposite of what people expect. Most people don't expect someone to do this if their son is murdered.
Yeah.
We're coming up, 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in and bring up what you want. 855-453. Sickle CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can shop with us by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there at the top of the shop page. And when you click into one of those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you need to get, whether it's a brand new book or DVD release or perhaps something completely different, maybe baby stuff or office supplies or food, even sell groceries now at Amazon. So you can go and get it all and help Free Talk Live at the same time. You're getting the same great Amazon deals you're used to. It's just you're entering through our portal, and so Amazon gives us the credit for the purchase. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. We're talking about what I consider to be maybe the most amazing story of forgiveness I've ever heard in my lifetime. Woman who has forgiven the man who killed her son. We'll tell you more about it in a moment.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, they handle the vexing task of collections for you. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI, the principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporters of Free Talk Live, and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So the story is from dailymail.co.uk, but it's popped up in a lot of places, including CBS News as well as People Magazine, and for good reason. It's an incredible story, and it deserves to be told. Mary Johnson, who is at this time 59 years old, had her son murdered about 2 decades ago. And the killer...
Not had her son murdered, but her son was murdered.
Oh, thank you for that, yes. She encountered a situation in which her son was murdered.
Yes.
And her son's killer is now living next door to Mrs. Johnson. She has a locket in which there's a picture of her and her son and the guy who killed her son. And they're friends now. I would say even maybe best friends. They're living right next door to one another, very, very close.
Powerful story.
This lady decided that she was going to forgive this man for what he had done. She came to him while he was in prison and He at first did not want to meet with her, and then 9 months later he changed his mind, and they started meeting and, you know, building a relationship. And not like a relationship, like, you know, yeah, love relationship, but
which
love
makes
as in friends.
You know, because that would add a level of pettiness yeah, to this.
Love as in friends, that kind of love. And now, you know, they everything's okay between these folks, although certainly he's still having issues. Israel is his name. He admits he still struggles with the extraordinary situation in which he finds himself. He said, "I haven't totally forgiven myself yet. I'm learning to forgive myself, and I'm still growing toward trying to forgive myself." Israel now hopes to prove himself to the mother of the man he killed. He works at a recycling plant during the day and goes to college at night. He says he's determined to pay back Mrs. Johnson's clemency by contributing to society. He visits prisons and churches to talk about forgiveness and reconciliation. Mrs. Johnson often joins him, and they tell their story together.
So I want to ask the Crime and Punishment crowd out there, because they don't tend to have a lot of sympathy for this situation. Is the world a better place because this lady forgave this man, and now he's doing forgiveness work inside of prisons, or not?
Absolutely.
I mean, it seems clear to me that that's the case. And, you know, there's... choosing not to forgive has this level of righteousness to it. You know, you get to be right. And, you know, the person who gets to be right, being right is the booby prize in life. Mm-hmm. It's second place. And you have the option of being first place. And that's what I strive for.
Right.
Well, right, yeah. She could get really upset and come out against him and talk about, oh, we need to have a gun law put in place or something like that. Lots of people react that way and just start going crazy and start wanting to make up all these laws. And it's much better to see her react to, this is like polar opposite, but yeah, it's much better to see this as opposed to that.
Right, and look at all of the, you know, they say, Gandhi says, be the change you wish to see in the world, right? So if what you want in the world is more peace, and I think most people claim, a lot of people claim they want that, right? But do they act that way in their own personal life? So if what you want is more peace,
I think people
you
do want peace. They just don't know how to go about getting it.
Right. Well, you have to start
inside. They think
inside.
That peace through superior firepower is always the best.
Well, they might
method.
Not understand peace. Like, they might understand the reason why people like peace, but they don't quite understand where peace comes from and how it requires, like, it's a sort of state of mind. It's not just, we have to have war to have peace. It's not like something like that, where some people seem to imply.
They say that that there is no way to peace, that peace is the way, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea is that peace starts inside you, that you have to be of peace in order to manifest peace externally from yourself.
It's really hard to be peaceful when you're angry.
Exactly. So, and she acknowledges here that the hate would have eaten her up inside. She points out that it didn't do any good. She said, hurt is hurt. It doesn't matter what side you're on. And she, you know, she's absolutely right. I mean, if you're hating somebody, it only eats you up. And so she could have lived her life with anger. She could have lived her life with the idea of vengeance.
She did for a while.
Right. She could have lived her life. She could have lived her whole life that way, right?
Sure.
And what would that have done to her? How would she have died early from cancer? Would she have, succumbed to some other horrible malady because her mind is in a negative place at all times and her whole self is kind of engulfed in this negativity? That's not good for you.
It does make one wonder.
Right. It's not good for you. They've shown that people can manifest negative conditions within themselves, I think, you know, by thinking negative thoughts. And certainly you know that the placebo effect works in the opposite way, that if you believe something's going to make you feel better, that it does make you feel better and that sort of thing. So she could have lived a very negative life. She could have turned into a grumpy old witch who, secluded herself in her house, wouldn't interact with anyone outside in society because somebody did something to her. Someone did something to her, darn it, and she's going to wear that on her back her whole life. Or she could let go of it and she could embrace this person who did this horrible thing to her and completely change his life, because he could have been really angry for the rest of his life too.
I'll tell you, prison's chuck full of resentful, negative people. And
that's infectious.
It really is. That was the single biggest difference I had between sort of, you know, I was at a youthful offender prison for about 6.5 years or 6 years or something like that. And, you know, I mean, we're talking generalizations here.
Sure.
But generally what I saw were a lot of angry, stupid people. And, you know, this is a terrible combination.
And they feed on one another.
But when I went to the adult prison, what I saw were people without hope, people without, that believed life was against them constantly. Mm-hmm. And they thought that there was no other way to go about what they were doing. Now, in a youthful offender prison, 50% of people who get out are likely to reoffend. When you're talking about an adult prison, you're talking about an even larger number, something like the 75-85 percentile. And so,
no one loves you. What do you got to live for?
And it's not that they like prison. It's because of their state of mind, is what you're implying?
That's exactly what I believe it is. And there's nothing. There's nothing there to treat that. Even the religious programs are all about, you know, Jesus loves you even though you're sinful and all these things. They don't have the access to these sort of self-helpy things that I found in books along the way. You know, a lot of these guys don't have really great, abilities to read and things like that. And certainly if they are going to read, they're going to read novels as opposed to getting a hold of something that might be useful to them. I forgot where I was going on this one, but I mean,
it's
just
frustrating.
My experience,
yeah. Seeing these, you know, like you're pointing out, you put these guys together, they feed off of one another, the negativity breeds more negativity, it breeds more violence, it breeds more hate, and then you look at what this one woman did by simply pivoting on this one issue, where she could have gone off in one direction, she instead went off in another direction, the direction toward forgiveness and peace and love, and it completely changed how this guy likely is approaching his life today.
Yeah, she's changed the world in a powerful way. This story has changed the world.
Not just how he's approaching his life, but now he is going to change other people's lives as a result of his, you know, going and speaking out about this and telling his story and encouraging other people to follow this path as well.
Right. The easiest thing for her to do would be, like you're suggesting, to be like, I'm the victim and I hate that guy.
Oh, that
and
is easier.
And everyone
you're right.
else around her would be like, yeah, that guy's a jerk. You mm-hmm. really, stick it to him. And the approach that she has, I'm sure lots of people are like, what are you thinking? You're crazy. And, you know, it's just she's taking the riskier of the two approaches. What if the guy ended up, you know, they didn't get along well and she ended up hating him more after getting to know him? But
well, they're petrified of people coming out of prison. They're petrified. Yeah. They've watched too much TV of somebody who's sulking in prison, just waiting for the opportunity to get out and wreak havoc.
Prison doesn't do a very good job at rehabilitating anyone anyway.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. But she's done a good job on her own of making it happen. And he said, a conversation can take you a long way. Great story. 855-450-FREE. Tell your story of forgiveness if you have one. 1-855-450-3733. How has it helped you? It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.